This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up. Let's get a getting. Old Trailblazer bringing you God's message as it is to men as they are, the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. And I'm happy to be with you folks. Oftentimes, I don't take time to thank you for supporting this ministry and sending in your some gifts here to help us stay on the air. And the Old Trailblazer, just so thankful. I appreciate every one of you. Whether you help or not, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me that you're listening. Tell me maybe that you're shut in. Tell me you're shut in or you have a friend that's shut in. I'll be glad to send him one of our choir CDs that we play occasionally. If you write me and give me their address and all, I'll send it to them free and postpaid just to show you that I love you and I believe it'll be a blessing to your heart. We're looking at Satan's aim, the grand aim of Satan. The kingdom of Satan cannot be completely organized until every member of the human race becomes as obedient to demons as demons are to their principalities and powers and their great prince Satan. The great multitude of demon spirits we have seen have two purposes. Now you listen. Two purposes in mind. First, to stir up and to lead a revolt against God. And second, to bring the whole world of mankind under Satan's dominion. Now, my friend, we have so much error in the land. We have so much demon worship in the land. We have so many demonic ministries in our land that it's not hard to see. It's not hard to find. If they don't honor and glorify our blessed Lord, they're not of the Lord. Now, my friend, that's the truth if I ever told it. I used to know an old fellow that I picked up and hauled to work with me once in a while, and he'd tell a story, and he'd say, "That's the truth if I ever told it." Well, if that's the truth if I ever told it. Our subject today is the grand aim of Satan. The aim of Satan, his desire, his principal desire, is to allure men from God by any bait which he may use to please him. My friend, Satan knows exactly what it takes to tempt you, to please you. And we have so much today on the market with all the lust and the abomination and the nudity and the frivolity and the homosexuality and the things that mind-altering drugs that messes up the mind of our folks and then leads them into those things. But listen, he uses whatever he can. He has a snare suited just for you. We drive down the coast over here between Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and I counted 17 billboards advertising a casino with skimpy-clad girls and whiskey and beer and a casino. You know what? Satan does those things, my friend. He allure. You can't drive down that highway without looking at him. You cannot drive. That's Satan's tool. That's Satan's trick, my friend. Satan lures largely, though, in the religious realm because his one aim is to be like the Most High, and he wants to lead people away from God to worship him. Satan don't care anything about you. He don't care if you go to hell. He just wants you to worship him, and he does this. Now, listen. He does this through false cults. Oh, my friend, we're seeing that, aren't we? He does this. He leads people away from God to worship him through false cults, false religions, false doctrines, which are all under the domination of demon spirit, or as the world, as God terms it, doctrines of demons. When you study any false religion by comparing it with others, there will always be points of difference. They can all be traced back to their original starting point. And we find that all those date back to Babylon. Oh, Babylon, the center of idolatry. All false religions had their origin in old Babylon. Let me read a gracious verse to you. Jeremiah 51:7 says, "Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, and therefore the nations are mad." Oh, my friend, every false doctrine, every false teaching can be traced back to the doctrine of demons, which originated in Babylon. During the reign of the Antichrist, Babylon will become the center of all false cults. The grand aim of Satan, through his satanic miracles of the present day, is to bring men under the influence of demons until one day, he will be the head of thrones and dominions and principalities and powers and will sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Go there and read that, would you? But let me pause here just a moment and remind you of the little book that I advertised one day last week, it was The Spirit World by Clarence Larkin. It's the most interesting, most informative book that I've ever read concerning the end time and the spirit world. We have it in our bookstore here. We'll be glad to send it to you. Put it on your credit card. And I'll give you this promise. If you buy it and read it and don't like it, I'll send you money back. I'll send you money back out of my pocket. Free, and you can keep the book. Give it to somebody else. But my friend, I want you to have it. I can't even start to describe the spirit world like Mr. Larkin could. And my friend, he has it all down in simple where you can understand it. But listen. Now, go there and read 2 Thessalonians 2:4. To this end is all the teaching of his signs and wonders directed, though they may be carefully disguised under, listen now, I'm going to jump a creek here, as the old trailblazer used to say, all of these things may be carefully disguised under so-called faith healings, visions, dreams, revelations, voices, speaking in tongues, and such like. Oh, listen, my friend, to bring humanity under his control, Satan, through his demon spirit, uses spirit communications, omens and tokens and lucky days and unlucky days and seasons, purifications, holy water, spells, potions, charms, relic, images, pictures, crosses, crucifix, countless other prescriptions of his religious system. How many lives are governed by black cats and other superstition ideas that have grown up, all of which are signs of demon influence and demon control of individuals? It is literally amazing how many of our people who are listening to me at this time, whose lives are governed by demons instead of the Word of God and Christ. Folks won't start a job on Friday. It's a bad omen. They won't work on Good Friday, so it's called. It's unlucky. You will not keep a $2 bill on you without pinching off the corners. All of those things are demon influences. You just let you have a bad dream, and you'll interpret it. Or as somebody being sick, or some loved ones in danger. This shows how much your life is governed, influenced by demon spirit. But you say, Pastor, Trailblazer, those things come true. Sure they do, most of them, but they're not of God. That's one of the great truths that I attempt to bring out. Many, many things take place, my friend, that people credit to God, but they're not. They're of Satan. They're demon influenced. How many of you church members and preachers are influenced by demon? Now, let's look at the Word of God. Get back in our study and study the work of demons. Let's notice in the very beginning that the Bible very plainly teaches that Satan can perform a miracle. You get that truth? Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:9, whose comings is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. I wonder, I know there's multitudes of church members today who will not admit that Satan can perform miracles or heal the sick, which is his present-day trump card. My friend, I know that unless the Lord shows that to you, folks will think I'm going off on a tangent here, saying that Satan can perform miracles. He is. He's a miracle-working Satan, my friend. We're going to get into that a little later. And if you get that book on the spirit world, it'll make the hair stand up on the back of your head. I know there are multitudes of church members today who will not even admit that there is a Satan. There is. I read an article by a leading evangelist of this country, of this world, and I wouldn't tell you his name for nothing in the world, because you would think I was crazy. But I read it in his own paper, an article he had in a local paper. He said, I'm not even sure there's a literal hell. I'm not even sure there's a literal hell. Now, my friend, this man is worldwide, known worldwide, TV crusades all over the world, and will get up and make a statement like that. My friend, I only can attribute to demon possession. That's all. That's all it is. In the Old Testament, we find many references to dealing between men and demons. In the New Testament, Paul, in Galatians 5:20, names witchcraft as one of the manifest works of flesh. In Exodus 22:18, the Lord by Moses said, Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Here the Lord God of heaven forbids willful worship with the powers of evil, and says to those who do, Thou shalt not suffer them to live. Then in Leviticus 20:27, we find these words. Before we go there, Let me just mention, in the city of New Orleans, it is rampant with voodoo witches and voodoo dolls and hocus pocus and all of those things. They even have a football team named Voodoo, and they have witches on the sidelines and witch clothing and all of those things, my friend. That's all of Satan. It is. It would scare me to death. It would scare me to death, folks, to be involved in those kind of things. A man also, or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. Thou shalt stone them with stones, and their blood shall be upon them. That's what the Lord thinks of witches. Oh, my friend, as we go down these studies, I wonder if you're hearing anything. Does this mean anything to you, or are you just laughing and ha-haing on the side? But, my friend, I know a little bit. I know a little bit about demon possession, and I've experienced some things that I can tell you about. But, my friend, think about your soul, would you? Satan cares not for your soul. Satan is our old adversary. He's going to put everything he can in your path to keep your mind blinded to your soul's true condition, that you'll never turn to the Lord. And then when you're cast into hell, he'll be laughing there with you. Did you know Satan will be in hell too? He'll be in hell too, folks. He will. Did you know there is a literal hell? Don't foo-foo it, my friend. God's word is true. God said he's angry with the wicked every day. I bring you those things, and then in turn I turn around and bring you the truth that Christ died for sinners. He's not willing that any should perish, but my friend, God hates sin. He's angry with the wicked every day, and he says, repent. Except ye repent. You say, what does that mean, Trailblazer? It means you take the blame for your hellishness, for your sin, for your diabolical attitude. You my friend, you're going to come down. The Lord's going to bring you down. He's going to show you who you are and what you are and give you grace to repent and turn to the Lord. Oh, John the Baptist was out there preaching to that bunch of folks, and that bunch of Baptist preachers went out there to hear him, and he called them a generation of snakes. Who hath warned you to flee? And that's what the old trailblazers are doing, warning your folks and my folks to turn from our evil ways. Oh, my friend, the greatest thing in this life that ever happened is to come to know the Lord. The most tragical thing that could ever happen to you, my friend, is to just, Lord, to leave you alone. Lord doesn't have to do anything. Just leave you alone. Take his hand off of you. Are you striving against the truth? Are you striving against the Lord? Has the Lord been dealing with you and you resisting? If the Lord just takes his hand off of you and leaves you alone, you'll go out without warning. You'll just, one day, you may still go to church. You may still do this and you may still do that. But the Spirit will have left you, my friend. Oh, what a tragedy if the Spirit leaves you to yourself, to your own devices. The old trailblazer's heart is tender for you this morning, tonight. Would you just turn to the Lord? Would you just ask the Lord to reveal to you your true condition? Lord, am I saved? Would you ask the Lord that? Remember the old trailblazer's address? The old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.